Now you will hear the first talk. Look at the questions. Listen to an expert talking about a plant.
Comfrey is an herb of the borage family, plants native to Europe and Asia. It's been cultivated for more than 2,500 years. Historically, gardeners used it as a natural fertilizer, and it also has medicinal uses. It's quite a versatile plant. Botanists call comfrey a dynamic accumulator. Dynamic accumulators are plants that extract nutrients from the soil, and when the plant breaks down, it releases those nutrients back into the soil. Comfrey has an extensive root system that enables it to extract nutrients from soils that are too compact for other plants. The roots break apart the soil and mine it for nutrients other plants can't extract. Then the root system cycles those nutrients back into the soil. This property is what makes comfrey such a good natural fertilizer. For thousands of years, comfrey has also been utilized to treat wounds. Traditionally, a poultice is made from the plant and then applied to a wound or even a broken bone. Comfrey's old English name, in fact, is nitbone. This is a reference to its extensive healing properties. Comfrey was also used to treat cuts, burns, and even athlete's foot. Comfrey is sometimes taken in a tea. There's some controversy over the herb's internal use, however. The problem is the plant contains a dangerous amount of something called pyrrolizidine alkaloids, or PLs. Naturally occurring toxins that some plants produce to protect themselves from herbivores. They can also be dangerous to humans if ingested. The toxins have been linked to liver disease and other ailments. Comfrey's topical usage, on the other hand, has been scientifically proven to be effective, and researchers are working to synthesize it for treatment of skin, muscle, bone-related ailments, and more.